Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing when you need to postpone a game because of the Toronto Blue Jays? Probably good because it was Game 6 of the World Series. That's a good thing, right? Of course, we know how that ended last weekend. The Milton Menace were supposed to have two games last weekend. Obviously, one was postponed to allow for fans to be able to easily catch that baseball game. The other Menace game was a 4-3 win against Newmarket on Sunday. Now, I caught up with Menace captain Graham McCulley to discuss last weekend, the Blue Jays, and to preview Friday's game against Collingwood. Here's Episode 7 of Season 2 of Recap with Cap. So, since we last spoke, there was supposed to be two games over the weekend. One of them got postponed. Was there any reason why that was postponed? Was it just because of the Jays game?
Yeah, I believe just the Jays game. I think a bunch of teams around the league had it postponed, obviously, because most of the fans are going to be at home watching our Jays game, so probably a smart move there, and obviously can't complain. Got to watch the Jays. Didn't work out, but still nice to watch those games.
Yeah, I mean, as much as Miltonians might be Menace maniacs, I'd imagine the World Series just reigns supreme over maybe a Menace game.
Yes, I would think so.
Yeah. How did you feel after the Jays game?
Well, I mean, it was a tough one. I'm a baseball guy, so I've been a diehard Jays fan all my life, and it hurts. But a little bit bittersweet because, I mean, that's by far the most fun, at least I've had personally watching the Jays. So, I mean, you hope they can get back there, but when you're that close, it's hard to accept a defeat. When you get one run or maybe a couple inches away from winning the World Series.
It just struck me that you would have been a kid during those Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion.
Yes, very much. Years. I would have been 10 when that happened.
That just made me feel like the Matt Damon meme of him aging from Saving Private Ryan. That just that hit me right in the heart there. All right, we'll move back to hockey here. And we'll talk about Newmarket. It was the Sunday game, 4-3 win. Was it nice to just to get a win? You know, four goals in a row. You know, almost gave it up near the end, but you just held on.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, we came out of the gates flying. I think that's what Dan's been on us the last couple of weeks about has been our starts, and the boys came out. Honestly, the first period was awesome, and then kind of let up a little bit in the second. Odd man rushes. They got a couple back. And then the late one to make it 4-3 was a little bit of a killer. You know, then we go out, reset in the second intermission, and then we came out and shut it down in the third. So obviously you want to play a full 60, but nonetheless, the first and third were both really good. So you take the win, and especially against a good team like that, and it's improvement from how we've been.
You look at it, three goals, natural hat trick from Ashton Pacheco, three goals in 9 minutes and 30 seconds from the guy. He's up to 11 goals on the season. What does he mean to the offense right now?
It's been huge. I mean, we don't really have, you know, we've kind of been more of a score by committee team this year rather than, you know, having a couple lead dogs that, you know, put up a couple goals a game. So for him to have stepped up, funny, I mean, I was talking to him before that game. I was like, we need someone to, you know, step up. Not necessarily, you know, have what we had from, you know, Johnson last year, you know, not necessarily that, but we need someone to step up at least in the interim here until we figure it out. And that was huge. I mean, for him to get three natural hat tricks, obviously very impressive, but, you know, just to get some confidence going for the boys. You know, put us out 3-0 in the first. Can't complain with that. No, but he played a really well good game.
You mentioned Luke Johnston there, who, you know, was a horse after the Menace traded for him last year. But, I mean, I would argue that the score-by-committee mentality of the team was probably a major reason why you guys did so well late season and into the playoffs, because you were getting goals from everybody.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it was alongside that and the power play. Obviously, we're looking to, you know, figure out the power play a little bit going forward here, because if we have that rolling, then, you know, we're that much better. But, you know, yeah, if we had guys like him, you know, McDougal, so you have your top guys going, and then you have some depth scoring as well. We found success with that last year, and I think we're looking to, kind of build towards that the same this year.
Now let's look ahead to Friday. So tomorrow night, it's the Menace hosting the Collingwood Blues. Collingwood, always a good team, always a strong team. What can fans expect at the Barn on Friday night?
You know, it should be a good game. I do believe it is military night. I have been hearing that amongst the players this week. So that's always a big game. But nonetheless, I mean, Collingwood's always a good game. They've pretty much had our number in the regular season the last couple of years. Obviously, we got to them in the playoffs, but, we're 0-2 against them this year. So we definitely owe them. We've had a couple injuries on the back end. I don't remember exactly what our lineups were when we played them, but, we kind of reset a little bit, feel confident with our game, and yeah, kind of take it to them on Friday.
And you'll actually be back for this game against the Blues.
I will be,
yes. The last two games.
This will be the first one that I'm playing, which is why I was trying to think of what the lineups were. Doesn't really matter, but I'm excited to be in the lineup, and should be a good one.
All right, Grant, thank you so much for doing this.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Cam.